across the square.
Where's my sword? My sword. Where's my sword?
You would gird a Christian with a sword?
You object to this, son?
We have three generations of Islam behind us, while he has none.
His Islam shines with freshness, while yours is tarnished with pride.
For 60 years we've been Muslims.
How you boast of your Islam. Your beliefs have been handed down to you by your fathers, while he has worked to gain his.
Well done. Never did he deny Christ.
Why should he? Those who denied him were after his blood. Christ was chosen by God, and now his follower can hear the divine words from Hussein's mouth.
Father, they're here.
Let the Arab gentry reprove me. Should a motherless child celebrate her marriage in grief? The guests have arrived. Let us bid them welcome, everybody. I give this sword as a gift to my son-in-law, Abdullah.
And for my part, I give this to my esteemed father-in-law, Zaid.
And you, Abdullah, accept this horse from your bride. It is valued at 10 gold coins.
I've brought her a gift, a pair of earrings. Whoever gives them to her shall receive my thanks till the end of my days.
Accept our father's love and the love of your brethren.
Accept me as your brother.
Thirty-seven times did he petition me for my daughter's hand. Each and every time my answer was none but no. But the last time, I wanted him to leave, but he could not leave. In the corner of the room, my daughter's eyes were bright with tears. I said to myself, there's nothing I can do. The die is cast. I said to myself, God's will be done. Who am I to stand in God's way?
Abdullah, the son of Job, sends you this pair of earrings as a token of his love for you.
A blessing on his head. Rahele accepts his gift.
Sherbet, refresh yourselves. Have some olives and figs. They're both holy fruits blessed by the Lord.
When did the killing come to pass?
There are still lingering doubts as to whether any killing has occurred.
The messenger may have lied. Many people tend to exaggerate and spin yarns these days, you know?
Verily, a false story. How could it be possible those who once stood in prayer behind him would now display his head on a pike?
I've heard witness that they have sent him messenger after messenger, begging him to rescue them and break the chains of slavery. They have also sent any number of letters to Hossein ibn Ali that Kufa was suffering under oppression. So they entreated Hossein to come and reinstate the law of the Prophet.
Then why did Muslim back his host give him over to his enemies?
There is no truth to such.